a publisher, and one day my daughter Christina asked me to write a novel with her. Well, that day was long ago, and that little girl is now an adult. But our novels live on. The Truth Seekers Mystery Series highlights a homeschool family, the Murphy teens, in an action-adventure novel that is sure to entertain as well as teach creation truths. To get your copy, visit our website at truthseekersmysteryseries.com.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Successful parenting is something that we all want. As parents, we want to be appreciated, but what does successful parenting look like? Are your goals being met? Do you have goals? Where do you see your child in 5, 10, or even 15 years down the road? In this episode, we're going to look at some misconceptions about parenting and ways you can have a peaceful home. Friends, visit mediaangels.com for books, classes, and downloadable printables. You can find more information about books and products there. Well, friends, we've all struggled with parenting from time to time, haven't we? Have you ever felt that success or failure is typically in the eyes of the beholder? Well, I certainly have, and the articles I've read often discuss the fact that we set our own standards. In other words, what you consider a success or a failure might not fit my definition. I've come to realize that without a plan, I will struggle and fail. Unfortunately, parenting doesn't come with a manual, although some would argue that the Bible is all the manual you need. But even Christians like me face challenges when it comes to parenting. When you're parenting little ones, it's way different than parenting tweens or even teens. And never mind the young adults that come to you for advice or have to say something about, you know, what you should be doing differently in your life. Well, our kids aren't little forever. And when I was expecting my first, I read every parenting book I could get my hand on. There's a ton of advice now on blogs and videos, and everyone is an expert. My rule of thumb was that if they didn't have at least 5 kids, I didn't want to hear anything they had to say. While I'm not saying I'm an expert, I've spent most of my adult life as a wife and mother, and yes, I've had 5 kids. More than 43 years of parenting at this point, and 9 grandchildren to boot. When my grandkids come on Sunday for family meals, they know what's expected. Sometimes it takes a gentle reminder or I appeal to my daughter, their mother, for help. When kids know what is expected, it is so helpful. And there are so many misconceptions about parenting that are out there. For example, this is how you should do it, or your neighbor's doing a way better job than you are, or anyone else for that matter. Another misconception is that parenting is one size fits all, or in some cases, most. We equate our success in parenting with how well our children listen, or maybe like the family rules if you have them. Parenting is not the same as friendship. Sure, you should have a relationship with your child, but parents who attempt to be friends with their children end up struggling with discipline. I felt success with some of my kids and failures with others. And I can list all the excuses, but it doesn't help with the solution. This is regarding children who are now grown up. Parenting looks different at different stages in our lives. And I have to say that now when I look back, parenting little ones was so much easier than parenting older kids. No matter what your level of success or failure, one thing that is certain is there's always room for improvement and apologies when needed. If I have to say there was one thing that I did as a parent that I did correctly, that was admitting when I was wrong. And it's okay to admit when you're wrong, and I know it isn't easy, but it is necessary, and it can go a long way toward repairing damage in relationships. My kids would say, "Mom, you say just whatever's on your mind." And I would say, "That's true, but it's within the context of family. I'm not going out in the world and just saying whatever's on my mind. That probably get me in a lot of trouble, especially nowadays." But being a parent really has to do with setting some boundaries, and that can be for ourselves as well. I may have told you in a previous podcast, if you're a longtime listener, that we went to a parenting class, my husband and I did, early on as having kids. And I was really appalled when all of this guy wanted to say was that we needed to change as parents. And until we did that or recognized that we needed to make some changes, then our parenting techniques were not going to be effective. And I was really affronted by that. I went to this seminar thinking I was going to find all of these things that were going to be so easy for me to implement, and then I was going to have perfect kids. And that didn't work out that way. And so as I'm sharing this, don't think that there's just, you know, a one size fits all or a one size fits most. But some of the nuggets in this podcast come from a lot of years of experience. And if you want the show notes for today's episode, go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and look for Successful Parenting That Works, episode 522. You know, I jumped right into this podcast and didn't even say, "Hi, my name's Felice Gerwitz." So let me just say that as well. Oh my gosh, this is really a topic that is dear to my heart, because I see kids who are struggling and parents who are struggling. And really, you want a peaceful home. You want a home where everyone's getting along. And it's not that difficult. Yes, everyone has that one problem child. You know, we all do. But sometimes it takes prayer. It takes getting on our knees. It takes, you know, asking our friends for help or advice. And yes, sometimes turning to a professional if there is a need. But I will tell you that I've had every type of personality almost in children. And we were able to come to realizations and conclusions that were beneficial for all. So I have some things listed out for successful strategies that work for elementary years. And the first is you have to have family rules. What are your rules? Sure, they can be fluid, and yes, they can change, but your kids need to know what is expected. And it starts when they're little. If you tell them not to stick something into an electrical plug, you have to be willing to get up and put a cover on there or move the child. But the kids will learn early on when you won't follow through. You also have to mean what you say and do what you say. Threatening and repeating parents fairly and rarely are happy with the outcome. And that was one of the terms that I learned from this parenting conference that I went to. The third thing was your child knows when there will be follow through. They just know. They know when you're going to get up and follow through or not. And the fourth and fifth are pretty diametrically opposed. One is you're going to look for ways to encourage them and opportunities to praise them. We can't always be disciplining them. And I know sometimes it's difficult, especially when we have multiple children that we're trying to work with. And usually you're annoyed with one, and then someone does something that isn't quite as bad, and then that's when we, you know, lose it. So we really need to address the issues as they take place and also use punishments that work. I know that at one point I would take things away that were, you know, maybe more beneficial to my children And so I had to reanalyze that and say, okay, we are going to do this event, but there's not going to be getting together with friends afterwards. And so we had to really, it was, you know, one of my friends always said, you know, parenting is harder on us than it is on the kids, because after 5 minutes, your kid's fine. You know, we're the ones who don't want our kids to mess out. And then successful parenting looks different with older children and teens. The first is their goal. Remember, I talked about that at the beginning, should be that you have mutual self-respect. One of the, I heard a parent one time say that my child doesn't respect me. And I asked, well, do you respect your child? And they said no, because they haven't given me any reason to be, you know, to be at that point. And I said, okay, so what does that look like? What would it take? And it was food for thought. And I said, you know, a lot of times when I would give parenting advice at conference or, you know, even just getting together with other moms, a lot of times I was really thinking about it for myself. And I was able to go back home and implement some of what I suggested in a better way. And then another thing is you have to listen, but they have to listen as well. I had one son who would talk over me, and I would just say, hold on, let me tell you what I'm going to say. And then I don't want you sitting there thinking about what you're going to say back. I'll give you a few minutes to think about it afterwards if you want. But you're going to not only hear me out, but you're going to tell me what I said. Because so many times they didn't listen to what I was saying. And so I would say discussion is allowed and there is going to be open communication, but you may not like what I have to say. And I may not like what you have to say, but we are going to discuss it. But we are going to talk one person at a time. Another is that when advice is given, it needs to be considered. I had, you know, a situation with one of my sons, and he didn't like the advice I was giving him. And I said, at least you can consider it. You know, you're old enough now to make your own decisions, but you need to consider it and we need to discuss. And that was something we were able to do. When they're older, rules can be mutually set. But I always told the kids, I said, you know, we can talk about some of these things, you know, and most of it had to dealt with privileges of going places. And I said, but, you know, Dad and I have a bigger say than you do. So just so you know that. And especially when my kids were home, and also I, you know, have older children living at home. And so that has to be something that is clear. You know, there is, God willing, always tomorrow for a do-over. If you've had a very bad day, take a break. Children will test our limits and are patient. I've told my kids, you know, I'm really upset right now and there is going to be some form of discipline. I just don't know what it is right now and I'm going to pray about it. And let me tell you, the first time I got a little snicker from one of my kids, but not afterwards, because they knew that I was going to really consider it and think about it and pray about it. And they weren't probably going to like what the discipline was. And it was very effective. I didn't make snap decisions. I wanted to, but I didn't. I feel like that was really helpful. Kids need to know that we are going to follow through, and the odds are in our favor that the outcome is going to be acceptable for all. Because I remember telling my kids that our home was a monarchy and I was the queen. Okay, so it may not have been my proudest moment, but I was struggling with boundaries and they were pushing full force. We did regroup and we did discuss and we did come to a compromise that was acceptable for all. But it was, you know, the running joke, mom's the queen of the family. And part of the problem with mom being the queen was Dad was not the disciplinarian. And I had to be okay with that. And, it, you know, he has some history. His dad was super strict. And he told me early on in our relationship that he did not, you know, want to overly discipline, or, you know, he wanted kids that were going to be well behaved, but he was going to take disciplining, you know, differently. Like, he very rarely spanked our kids. And I have to say that I made the decision that I would rather have well-behaved kids than stress over who was a stricter parent. In the end, we did work together, and as long as we had discussions, for example, if he didn't like the way I was parenting, our rule was that we would discuss it, but privately. We were not going to argue in front of the kids. Like, don't do that. No, that's not going to happen, and it didn't. And so, you know, yes, I'm blessed in that I had a husband that was willing to listen to me talk about things. But also, I didn't use that as an excuse to not parent. Oh, I can't do it because my husband is not the disciplinarian. You know, friends, most of the time, mom's home with the kids. You know, yes, you may have a different set of circumstances. There's always an exception to whatever rule I'm making and saying in this podcast. And we can use, that's why I said early on too, I said, I can give you all the excuses as to why things didn't work out the way I wanted them to. But basically, the ultimate goal is to have kids that are, you know, for us, that love the Lord, that were well-rounded, and that were successful adults. And so I feel like, yes, you know, we're almost there with the five of them. But I want to end with some Christian thought for Christian parents. Many Bible verses are helpful, but it depends on your mindset. Right? It depends on what you believe your role is as a parent. Proverbs is a wonderful book, and it's filled with tons of useful information. In fact, I have a Proverbs set. It's Homeschooling with Proverbs that is available on the MediaAngels.com website that you should check out. But it is a wonderful book that is usually read way too quickly, and it should be savored. And Proverbs 3:1-4 states, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and years of life and abundant welfare will they give you. Let not loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them about your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in sight of God and man." Now, as a Christian parent, I believe that God put our family together. There are no accidents with God, and he gave me the spouse I needed, and maybe, you know, we've had some ups and downs in 45 years of marriage, but, you know, I know that my husband challenges me to be a better person, and I also feel that I have the children I needed, not necessarily for perfect happiness, although happiness can be found in family life, but for the salvation of all. And before you write me, yes, salvation is through Christ. I believe that. But we as a family work to encourage each other toward the goals of eternal life. And it isn't just an accident that you arrive there. You know, I've known of people who have, you know, professed salvation through Christ and then have gotten off on the beaten track. And we have to be there to be able to encourage and nurture each other, whether I have my adult kids calling me and talking to me or my grandkids that I'm encouraging. Keeping the commandments is more than just at home. 1 Kings 2:3, "And keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn." Friends, there are so many other verses that deal with discipline, but I think that going to prayer and praying for our children is one of the best things you can do. And as a mom of adult kids, I will tell you, I pray for them every day. I prayed for them when they are younger, and I pray for them now. But don't be disheartened. If you're struggling in your parenting, if you know, are really having a pressing concern, reach out. You can leave a comment on this post. You can join our Facebook family page and share there as well. I will have links. And if you want to reach out, I don't answer my emails immediately, but you can reach out to Felice@MediaAngels.com. Again, the show notes are found on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. You can go to the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network and click on the Vintage Homeschool Moms link and get to it that way as well. And it's episode 522, Successful Parenting That Works. Take care, God bless, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.